Senior Deputy Attorney General James Comyn told Superior Court Judge Richard Boner that he received a call last Saturday morning from what he calls a reliable source, warning him that a police dashcam video was going to be released. The video showed the shooting death of 24-year-old Jonathan Farrell.
I immediately knew that I was going to have to take action because it was evidence, and in my opinion, I was the only one that had the legal authority to release it if I chose to do so, which I did not.
So he contacted the defense lawyers and got a temporary restraining order against the city and CMPD to prevent them from releasing the video. He also called Judge Boner on his cell phone to explain the potential consequences of releasing the dashcam video, which he did not elaborate on in the courtroom.
I wanted to ensure that Carrick would get a fair trial. And I would have done the same thing if it had been Mr. Farrell that needed to have the prosecutor look after.
CMPD Officer Randall Carrick shot 24-year-old Jonathan Farrell 10 times in September. Police were responding to a report of an early morning break-in, but apparently Farrell was seeking help after wrecking his car. CMPD charged Carrick with voluntary manslaughter less than 24 hours after the shooting and have released a couple pieces of evidence, a 911 call and a recording between a dispatcher and another officer at the scene. Judge Boner won't give CMPD that discretion for the video.
This case needs to be tried in the courtroom, not in the pages of the Charlotte Observer on 6 o'clock newscast. And I'm going to sign the order. I'll find that this dash cam is not a public record.
But the family of Jonathan Farrell has been asking for the release of a dash cam video because they say it clearly shows that the shooting was not justified. But Judge Boner says he has seen too much coverage of the case. He thinks releasing more evidence could taint the jury.
I can't issue a gag order on the police department. I would admonish them and their representatives as well as counsel on both sides to hold down the amount of comments made to the media about this case.
Carrick's next court date is December 17th. For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shama in Charlotte.